Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. All right, welcome to the show today. Today we want to talk about Apple and what their plans are for AI. Some big news has recently dropped in the space. And we also want to talk about a turf battle that is brewing between Apple and Google. Apple banning their employees from using ChatGPT, and a whole bunch of other really interesting stories revolving around Apple and AI at the moment. So the first one I want to talk about is why Google and so the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, and also Apple CEO Tim Cook allegedly were recently fighting over three different AI data scientists and researchers to help them on their projects. So this report comes out of the information, which I don't know if you've ever read the information, but if I ever had to endorse a news publication that is like a premium, like paid only essentially, it would definitely be the information. Whenever I go to the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, they have the paywall that says to pay. I personally just wouldn't because they don't have anything. But the information I have, like seriously, if you're into AI and tech, specifically AI, multiple times, like weekly almost, I go there for like a story because I see a headline that is like so exclusive, and it's of course paid, which is annoying. They do have a weekly or a daily newsletter, or weekly, I can't remember, but that breaks down a lot of their different stories and gives you a blurb on it, so if you don't want to read the whole article. But in any case, it's definitely paid, and I think that it's horrible when news companies make you pay for it. I'd rather just see ads or something. But this is one I would definitely recommend above all others because it has breaking news that you can't find anywhere else. So if you are looking for something specifically AI related, I recommend them. Obviously not sponsored. In any case, they broke this story that I thought was just really, really telling about the state of AI right now. So according to the report, they had three different engineers, and the different engineers essentially all ended up at Google. They said they found a better place to work on LLMs. But apparently Google CEO Sundar Pichai personally contacted the group and convinced them to come and work for his company. And in that same report by The Information, they also claimed that Apple's CEO Tim Cook tried to persuade the engineers to stay at Apple. Two of them were at Apple already, one was at Google, and eventually they all moved over to Google. So I think that right now all of them are working at Google. And on the one hand, you can say like, you know, Apple obviously pays a ton. These kind of like little battles between Google and Apple and those kind of companies, they do happen when there's top talent, especially in a market that is so hot like this right now. But what I think is probably the selling feature for these guys beyond the money, perhaps Google just did have a bigger package they were offering. But, you know, when you kind of look at like where you'll be working and the immediate impact you'll be having, if you really wanted to have some widespread impact in AI right now, beyond working at like OpenAI, Google really had a big promise, especially integrating Bard into their search. That's going to be something that, you know, like obviously OpenAI, it's like, wow, incredible. And like in the first couple months, they got 100 million users. Like that is actually quite insane. But Google still does have a billion users. And so integrating AI into Google has a very big impact. And a lot of these developers, when they're working on it, they want to work somewhere where they have a really big or outsized impact. And I think Google was the place for that. In any case, I think this story is just interesting overall because it just is so telling of the industry that literally the CEO of Google and the CEO of Apple were both personally trying to convince these AI scientists to work on their platforms. And so I think that this is just such a hot area. Now, Google has obviously, you know, those developers that moved over to Google, they now had their big Google I.O. Day, which is essentially just the Google AI Day. And they launched a ton of new AI integrations into all of their platforms. So Google definitely did take the lead, and you might say is the winner in this case. However, Apple and Tim Cook allegedly are planning on weaving AI into literally every all of their products. On a recent earnings call, it's really hard to get news out of Apple and out of Tim Cook because they're so tight-lipped about what they're developing. But on earnings calls, investors do have the opportunity to talk to them and ask them those kind of questions. And so recently, in their recent earnings call, when someone asked, you know, what their plans were for AI, Cook said, "We don't comment on product roadmaps." However, he did say that they were pretty interested in the space. The "we don't comment on product roadmaps," I think, is, well, number one, it's kind of funny because I guess that is just Apple's style, right? They'd come out with like some new product and you didn't know it was coming, allegedly, or they tried to keep the leaks down. Unlike their VR headset that's about to be announced next month, that's been like leaked for years. But, you know, they try to stay tight-lipped. But in any case, I also feel like saying, you know, "we don't comment on product roadmaps" is because Apple's notorious for going very far in on projects and then canning them at the last second. Apple Car, which is an alleged project they were allegedly working on for a while, is one of those examples that may have been canned, and there's a whole number of other ones. In any case, he also did say, "I do think it's very important to be deliberate and thoughtful on how you approach these things, and there's a number of issues that need to be sorted out, but the potential is certainly very interesting." So it, when pressed kind of on like what those issues were that needed to be sorted out, he later added that Apple essentially just views AI as huge, and they're continuing to weave it into all of their products on a very thoughtful basis. So, you know, he continues to just say like they're trying to be deliberate and thoughtful. And I think you can kind of see this in their recent launch of some accessibility features they had, where essentially they'll allow you to make a clone of your voice on iPhone. It will run on iPhone, and you can use that for different people that have, you know, speech issues or that are losing the ability to talk altogether. They'll be able to create an AI voice clone of themselves that will be able to speak. So they are planning on implementing it. And just off the back of that news, some very interesting other news has come out of Apple, which is essentially that Apple is banning their employees from using ChatGPT. Now, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's just kind of classic of a company that is about to start competing in a specific area to ban their employees from using the competitor to that area. And also, Apple is not the first company to make bans against ChatGPT. Obviously, Samsung and Chase Bank and a number of others have done this, but Apple employees reportedly are going to be banned from this. And this is interesting because this is right after the Wall Street Journal has reported that Apple is allegedly developing its own language generating AI tech, so their own AI model like ChatGPT. And according to the Wall Street Journal, they're just worried that, you know, if their employees are currently using ChatGPT, that this, their secrets, their code, their tech, whatever they're working on right now, is going to get leaked. Now, there's a couple reasons for this. Number one, recently OpenAI did say that they had a data breach and that some users' searches were exposed to other people. And I think essentially the problem was, like, if you logged into an account, you were seeing other people's searches. There were some issues there. And they talked about, and apparently they, you know, try to fix it, yada yada, whatever companies say when they have a data breach like that, that's like fairly embarrassing. So I guess there is some legitimate concern from these companies that data could be leaked or breached, and like it can happen. Now, that being said, I think overall there's probably a greater underlying suspicion from a company like Apple that whatever they're putting into this, because Microsoft and OpenAI can actually look directly at chats based off of users. There isn't, like, it's in their terms of service. They're allowed to do that for training purposes, yada, yada. But also, like, if Apple was developing something, it wouldn't be very hard for OpenAI or Microsoft to just go look at all of the accounts with @apple.com emails
and look at what they were typing in. They literally can. They can just read it. It's not against their terms of service. You have no privacy protection. Now, that being said, I do know that Microsoft is making a specific product on Microsoft Azure that allows you to run your own instance of ChatGPT, not connected to anything else. So it's not, the data being put in is not being used to train anything. That being said, I'm not 100% sure what the privacy policy of that is, if Microsoft is allowed to still review those. I would assume the idea behind it is that they're not, but I am not 100% certain on that. In any case, Apple appears to think this is a problem. They don't want their company or employees to put information on there. And I think this is really important and really interesting right now, as it's alleged that they are working on their own LLM. Now, that being said, when people are talking about like AI being integrated into Apple, I think one of the biggest opportunities right now for them, and this comes on the back of Amazon announcing that they are going to start integrating and building an LLM, or if they already have one, integrating one into Alexa. I believe a no-brainer for Apple at this point is to integrate something like ChatGPT into Siri. For too long, Siri has been a, in my opinion, very mediocre product. If you just listen to the way it talks, it does not sound like a real human at all. I literally can go find like a whole number of different AI voice technology apps online where I can record myself for like a few minutes and then it clones my voice, or I can just pick through a whole number of voices that are really professional. I do not know why Alexa sounds so terrible. And in addition to that, why its responses do not feel very like cutting edge like you'd expect out of ChatGPT or Bard or Anthropic even, right? So I think that Apple has a long ways to go. Hopefully they'll be able to get there quickly with a lot of the advancements in AI. Right, we've seen like out of Facebook's Llama, some researchers at Stanford were able to literally almost clone ChatGPT for like $600. Google has said ChatGPT or OpenAI has no moat, and neither do we. So I find it hard to believe that Apple isn't going to be able to come out with a ChatGPT competitor very quickly. And it's left to be said what that will look like as a product. Is Apple actually going to make a product that's like ChatGPT? More likely, I believe they'll have an internal product that is exclusively for iPhone. And I believe that that will just be baked straight into Siri. So Siri finally is going to start being more effective. Obviously, Siri is currently integrated with like different plugins and different ways to get extra data beyond what is in whatever Siri is. And so I think that integrating that with whatever they're building is probably going to be called Siri AI, or maybe it's going to be called Siri 2.0 or just Siri. But essentially, Siri is going to get a ChatGPT functionality and is going to become a lot more powerful. That is my prediction as we look at how Apple plans on integrating AI into their ecosystem in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.